The eye as a window or tell-all is explored in this section. Changes in our eyes are often the first sign of underlying health conditions, such as diabetes or high blood pressure, long before they're detectable anywhere else within the body. Hanging along this wall and exhibited within a case at the centre of the room, we've chosen six objects which represent different medical approaches to the study and treatment of the eye. One of these works, hanging on this wall, is a framed set of six colour lithographs by Richard Liebrecht. They show microscopic views of the retina, and each is about the size of a tennis ball. They look like red moons mottled with veins, and they date from 1861. Richard Liebrecht was a German ophthalmologist, physiologist, and artist. He was interested in the changes of the eye as he saw them viewed through the ophthalmoscope and captured the changes he saw in drawings of the retina. Perhaps because of his dual interests as both a scientist and an artist, Liebrecht gave lectures about the influence of vision impairment on the artwork of celebrated artists of the time. Individuals such as J.W. Turner, the painter, who was believed to have had cataracts. In the case at the centre of the room sits an early Renaissance manuscript from 1583 on eye conditions and surgery by German physician George Bartisch. The work contains 92 hand-coloured woodcut prints depicting diseases of the eye, some using an overlay technique similar to a pop-up book, which would have enabled the reader to dissect parts of the eye by lifting up a series of flaps. 400 years later, this work can only be handled by a conservator due to its fragility. Some of the other objects in the room speak back to the idea that the eyes show a person's true nature and feelings, revealing an aspect of one's internal emotional world. Three large watercolour paintings of eyes by the artist Mary Bishop hang on the wall to the far right. Bishop returned to the subject of eyes repeatedly in the painting she made while a patient at Nettern Psychiatric Hospital in the 1960s and 70s. There are over 1,000 of her drawings in the Wellcome Collection, and many of them feature eyes. Some are quite cartoon-like depictions of exaggerated, scaled-up eyes painted in reds and blues. Others are more abstract, made up of concentric circles, and don't quite resemble eyes in appearance, yet the descriptive titles she gave the works explained that they're emotions such as fear or guilt being expressed by the eyes. It was very hard to select just three for display, as there are so many to choose from, and due to the fragility of the paper Bishop drew on, we've had to rotate these drawings every 6 weeks to save the artwork from being damaged from too much light exposure.